gentlemen, it's Thursday, June 20th. Did you survive Juneteenth? Consider yourself lucky. Some didn't. That's actually sad. But here you are on this Thursday, June 20th, 2024 edition of the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 138 days until the presidential election, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. We've got maybe a bit of a medium to light news desk today. Heavy video list, but a bit of a light news desk. We do have some political news, some developments in Trump's legal challenges. RFK Jr. officially out at the presidential debate. That really surprises nobody. And, I like RFK Jr. I think he's his own man, and that is an admirable quality in politics these days, even if I disagree with some of his policy stances and some of the things he says about big issues. I believe he's making up his own mind, and he's deciding these things based off how he feels, and so that's admirable. So he's kind of railing against the corrupt system, if you will, in response to this. So we'll have that coming up. And there are a lot of races that we're really starting to hone into with this election coming up. And it really makes me realize there's a reason why the Democrats are so panicked, because you're looking at a situation where the Republicans could take the Senate and get like a 15-20 seat majority, maybe more in the House, with a lot of strong candidates getting through. And if Joe Biden is at the top of their ticket, the Democrats are screwed. And so they know how to use the balance of power in D.C. with the House and the Senate, plus their deep state friends embedded in all the bureaucracies, that they can maybe lose a presidential election, but still maintain a lot of the control in D.C. So it's really, I think, more reason to believe they're going to replace Joe Biden. But now officially a week until the first presidential debates, I think we'll get a good idea as to how Joe performs there, whether or not they decide to move forward with him. But when you think about the cost to them politically with losing the House and the Senate, that might just be too big of a risk to take. It'd be one thing just to lose the White House and say, okay, we'll regroup. But to lose total control, that might be too big for them to risk. So we're kind of honing in on some of that as we're getting closer. The primaries are closing up. We're looking at some of these races. But it all comes down to, can we get a fair result? And so there's a lot of things we're looking at now, including something going on in Michigan, some things developing in Texas, Oklahoma. We know how the Democrats are going to cheat. And with some of these developments, it's almost as if it's their open plan to cheat. So they're writing laws and passing bills that make it impossible to stop them from cheating. And it's beyond just getting non-citizens to vote. That might be a bigger issue down the road, but they don't want voter signature verification. They don't even want you to be able to do an audit. So you can't say, hey, we're going to investigate this election. We're going to do an audit. We're going to do a recount. They want to nullify that, specifically in Michigan, a big swing state. So we got a lot of that coming up. Joe Biden says he's taking the border very seriously. Of course, it's hard to take him seriously. But why is it that Joy Reid, who has a new wardrobe and hairdo, is on air laughing about a young girl getting raped at knife point by an illegal alien? But Joe Biden's taking it seriously, guys.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Well, we're drowning here in Austin. And before we start to get to this news, the crew and I are accepting the reality of the hardcore bigotry of naming storm fronts. We have tropical storm. Did we figure out, is it Alberta or Alberto? It's Alberto. Tropical storm Alberto. Slamming into Texas. It's rained for two straight days here. It's completely insane. But can you believe this during Pride Month that, who is it? The National Weather Service? Who names these things? And they have to switch off. It's a boy and then it's a girl. It's a boy and then it's a girl. When are we going to get a transgender storm? This is unacceptable. And I will stand on this podium during Gay Pride Month and say, how dare the National Weather Service not have a third category, a transgender? Not just male, not just female, but transgender. But my God, I guess even that is short-sighted. How many genders are there now? 100? 200? 1,000? A billion? I guess if there's three, there's a billion. So how dare they? But it's pretty wild, the rain for the last 2 days here. I kind of hate it, to be honest. I'm sick of it. Bring back the sun and the 100 degrees, please. Thank you very much. Okay, now not to get off on a weather bent. We do have some weather news. They're telling you it's the hottest days of your life, and it's never been like this before. They're actually saying that. It's never been hot before in the summer, and it's all because of man-made climate change is what they're telling you. But we'll get to that later. Now, this open border issue is really unfathomable. The sheer numbers are unbelievable, yet here we are, 10 million illegal crossings under Joe Biden. But how there's even a debate over this, how this is even a political football that's getting tossed back and forth is actually a story unto itself. We have a wide open border. This whole idea that Joe Biden is trying to secure the border is offensive to our intelligence, to the truth, to reality. And yet they're still trying to convince you that this is the case. And it's even more disgusting that they make jokes about it. Oh, they make a big deal out of these illegal immigrants. Oh, it's funny. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny that young girls are getting raped by illegal immigrants for whatever reason. I don't know what it is. I don't know why there seems to be this high ratio of illegal immigrants that want to rape young girls. I guess those are just the types that are coming over the border. Perhaps that's it. But the Democrats act like it's all this big joke and it's a conspiracy theory and there's nothing to be threatened about. It's not real. Well, what in the hell is that? It's just how disingenuous. It's just the psychological makeup of a committed Democrat now is truly deranged and deviant. And you see it. You see it when Representative Jayapal goes on with Joy Reid and they laugh about a 13-year-old girl being raped. And they laugh. And it's funny. And they call it fear-mongering. And they call it fear-mongering. But let's build up to this. Now, see, here's the crazy part. Everything they do is inversion. Everything they do is reverse reality. This is the party of fear-mongering. This is the party that wants to take an instance like with George Floyd and then tell you if you're black in America, police want to murder you. That's fear-mongering. But then when a 13-year-old girl is raped by an illegal immigrant, and that's a headline, they say, that's fear-mongering. They say that's fear-mongering. So Joe Biden knows this is a devastating political issue. If there's political issues that he's dealing with, it's the economy and it's the open border, which are both taking a back seat to his clear mental and physical decline. But these are the two big policy issues. So he comes out and he says he's not playing politics with the border like Trump is. Playing politics. Playing politics. Well, actually, that's exactly what he's doing. I think Trump has a border policy that's popular. It's Biden that's playing politics. He opened the border, probably because they want to import these voters. And then he's pretending like he's closing the border. That's playing politics. And Biden says he wants to fix the border. So they released this statement. It's hard to even play this stuff. So they released this statement from Biden who says he's not playing politics with the border. That's what Trump does. And Biden claims he's fixing the border in clip 6.
These are the fears my predecessor is trying to play on.
Fears.
And he says immigrants. And his words are poison the blood of the country. When he calls immigrants, in his words, animals.
Pause it right there. It's impossible. You can't even get through a 30-second clip of these guys without having to break down all their propaganda. Words matter and words have meaning. We are not talking about immigrants. We are not talking about immigrants. I heard the same thing on a liberal caller on talk radio this morning saying, why are people concerned? Conservatives are complaining that immigrants are going to be police officers in Seattle now. But these are the ones that say that there's not enough police. Don't you see the hypocrisy? Whoa. These are not immigrants. An immigrant is a citizen who goes through the process to become a citizen. That is an immigrant. Big difference. Words have meaning. Words matter. So nobody's complaining about an immigrant becoming a police officer. An immigrant can become a police officer, a teacher. An immigrant can do anything. It's a citizen. It's a immigrant. But again, it's the same thing. What does Biden say? He says, replay the clip again because I've gotten off track. Just start the clip again.
These are the fears my predecessor is trying to play on when he says immigrants. And his words are poison the blood of the country.
Okay, there you go. Pause it right there. So again, we're not talking about immigrants. We're talking about illegal aliens. We're talking, and that's just the legal term for somebody that crosses the border illegally. We're talking about non-citizens. We're talking about criminal trespassers into our country, not immigrants. This is infuriating. And this is what the left does, and this is what the left falls for. So he can sit there and say immigrant. We're not talking about immigrants. We are not talking about immigrants. We are talking about illegal aliens. We're talking about 10 million people from 100 different countries around the world coming here to live off of our welfare state. These are not immigrants. But that's what they do. Words have no meaning to liberals. Words don't matter to liberals. It's all propaganda. So no, Trump did not say immigrants are poisoning our blood. Literally didn't say it. And we're not talking about immigrants. We're talking about illegal aliens. Very important distinction. But part of the propaganda is like melting these words into just kind of this melting pot of confusion and, oh, it doesn't actually matter. Well, somebody that crosses the border illegally, you know, he's an immigrant too. No, he's not. But see, that's what it's all about. It's all about melting all of these words down so that they don't have any meaning anymore. So, okay, but Biden, he's taking the border seriously. Remember? So continue the clip.
Those immigrants, in his words, animals. When he was president, he separated families and children at the border.
It's an Obama policy.
And now he's proposing to rip spouses and children from their families and homes and communities and place them in detention camps. He's actually saying these things. It's hard to believe it's being said.
He's literally
not. But he's actually saying these things out loud. And it's outrageous.
Folks, no, this is outrageous.
I'm not interested in playing politics with the border or immigration. I'm interested in fixing it.
Man, if this guy wins, it's just stunning, isn't it? It's just stunning. It's the ultimate gaslighting. Biden is here to fix the border. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Biden is here to fix the border. I mean, again, it's just it's offensive to your intelligence. He lies about everything Trump says. This is just the epitome of your modern day Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. Invert reality, lie about everything, and then blame your opponent for the things that you're responsible for. It is just pure gaslighting. It is just pure propaganda. And anybody that falls for this stuff has to be the dumbest person, that's the most ignorant buffoon that has ever walked the surface of this country. If you believe the things Joe Biden says, you are the most ignorant buffoon, and you are destroying this country. You are just as responsible as Joe Biden for the absolute destruction and chaos. And, oh, Trump calls them animals. Oh, yeah, you mean that oh, multiple illegal immigrants or illegal aliens. Multiple illegal aliens have raped children in New York City alone. Are they not animals? You called Trump an animal because he makes a joke about grabbing women. But what about the ones that actually do grab women and little girls and kill them? They're just immigrants. Those are potential future Democrat voters. We don't want to insult them. We want to let them know they're loved. We want to let them know they're loved. And so this is Representative Jayapal with Joy Reid. And the only thing more offensive than this commentary here and them laughing about a young girl being raped is Joy Reid's new appearance. I don't know who's giving this woman fashion advice, but she's going with the new Chris Brown hairdo, the bleach blonde dye buzz cut Chris Brown hairdo, and she bought what appears to be a tan sport coat and then did a black spray paint squiggle job on it, maybe even herself in her own basement. So, just truly odd stuff coming here. But here she is with Jayapal laughing and minimalizing a 13-year-old girl getting raped at knife point. This is how sick they are. Clip three.
Great citizens.
But there's a lot of fear-mongering.
There's a lot of fear-mongering. Absolutely.
You know, and I think it's kind of remarkable that the polls I look at, the national polls, actually Americans still support immigrants.
Yeah.
They support immigration. It's just that they would like to see a system that actually works and that can keep them safe
yeah.
and secure. And all of us want that. And, you know, I've been working on this issue for 20 years since before I came to Congress.
Yes.
They all
in
want
the streets
that.
As an activist.
Let me show you the this is one of the reasons that people have these sort of thinking. Here's the three cable networks reporting of this. It was our banner said, soon Biden announces legal protections for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CNN's banner said, Biden announces new protections for some undocumented spouses. Here was Fox's banner. Migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old in New York City.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of the problem, right?
Exactly.
Is that you have
that's
a lot of fear-mongering.
Exactly.
That's
and
funny. That's part of the problem.
We know that when people have economic insecurity.
Oh, it's because they have economic insecurity. They're raping little girls. It's funny, guys. It's funny. Joy Reid, who spends 3 hours in makeup, I guess maybe she's cut that down because she doesn't have any hair anymore. She's not wearing the Trump wig. Now she's got the Chris Brown do. But it's funny to Jayapal. Fox News has a headline that says a 13-year-old girl was raped at knife point. See, that's the problem. The problem is Fox News is covering a young girl getting raped by an illegal immigrant. That's the problem. Not the illegal immigrant that raped her. That poor victim is just struggling financially. They're one step away from blaming the young girl. Yeah, that little girl shouldn't have been standing there. That little girl shouldn't have been standing where the illegal immigrant is rightfully on his own ground. That little girl that got raped, that's her fault. She should have given money to that non-citizen. And they laugh, and it's funny to them. I don't think it would be so funny if it was their family, though. But if it's yours, it's your fault. Poor guy's just struggling for cash. Of course he raped your daughter at knife point. What do you want him to do? He's poor. I mean, what do you do for him? I mean, you just give him a hotel room every night and 3 meals a day. Yeah, sure. Sacrifice your daughter to him, too. Hell's wrong with you? It's funny to them. That's funny. And it just shows how removed they are from the average American. But this is why they want Fox News off the air. This is why they want anybody that's not fully into their cult off the air, because you're not supposed to report on the young girl that got raped. People don't need to know about that. No. Mexican cartels offering $15,000 VIP travel agency packages to help illegal immigrants sneak into the United States. It's a big business, baby. It's the Biden business of illegal immigration that they just want to rubber stamp and say, yep, you're a citizen now. Vote Democrat. I wouldn't be surprised if they have this process started a year from now. Fast track citizenship. And they sit you down in a room and they say, okay, you're here for your fast track citizen test. Okay. Ask them some basic questions. Okay. Now say, what are you likely to vote for? You say Democrat, citizen. You say Republican, sorry, you're going to have to wait another couple of years. You know, come back next time. I guess this is just funny to Jayapal and Joy Reid. This is funny. This is fear-mongering. 5 men charged with kidnapping after missing Indiana teen found in northeast Missouri. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old. It's funny to Joy Reid. It's funny to Jayapal. And let's see here. The five suspects, Three were from Honduras. Two were from Mexico. Mexico. That's funny. That's funny to Jayapal. You're fear-mongering. Girls getting raped and sex trafficked and kidnapped by non-citizens, by Biden border crossers. That's funny. Come on, guys. That's funny. That's funny. No, it's actually pretty heartbreaking. Now, this might be a little funny. And they'll have non-citizens living in these soon enough. And we've got some of the B-roll here in clip 19. Luxury high-rise homeless shelter with $600,000 units opens in downtown L.A. So these are these massive complexes that they've built that nobody can afford to live in because California is so expensive. You get like a three-bedroom house, it's like 1,500 square feet, it'll cost you more than $2 million. So they have these big high-rise apartments that nobody can afford, so they're turning them into homeless shelters. So here's the new strategy in California. Just be homeless and you'll get yourself a $600,000 penthouse. Literally. Oh, and they've got a nice spa facility too. And they've got a nice gym, get a little workout in. Then you head down to the homeless facility, get yourself three hot meals a day. And then go back to your luxury high-rise apartment. It's California, baby. California dreaming. And they, hey, look, they'll fill them with the non-citizens that are homeless, too. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So they build these massive high-rises. Nobody can afford them. And they say, oh, I have an idea. Let's just give them to the homeless. How do you think that's going to go, by the way? Have you ever seen what happens to projects in Atlanta or St. Louis or Baltimore? I lived in St. Louis long enough to actually witness this. They'll build brand new housing projects within 5-10 years, just completely degraded. I mean, I've seen it. I specifically remember in parts of South St. Louis, around like Lafayette Boulevard, brand new housing project, pretty nice. Pretty nice houses, nice units, nice front lawns, nice little area they got. And then within 5-10 years, just completely degraded. Because, of course, they don't care. They don't own them. They don't pay for them. So they don't really care about upkeep. That's just a general human psychological observation. If you work for something and earn something and own something, you usually take better care of it. It's kind of like why parents will maybe give their kids a pet or something so they can learn to take care of something and appreciate something. Oh, yeah. How do you think those $500,000 and up luxury apartments in L.A. are going to fare when the homeless are coming in and they're going to go get their government-afforded drug kits? Mm-hmm. They're going to go up to their nice luxury apartments and they're going to start doing drugs. And I'm sure they'll take great care of these units. I'm sure. As California is broke and begging the federal government for more money. Well, with policies like this, I don't understand how this could be happening. And they want to run Gavin Newsom for president because he's done such a great job in California. By the way, there's other crazy California news coming up. We'll have more. This is barely even touches the surface.
As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible arc, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice, and it's time to make it count.
Say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The American way of life is under attack.
This is the War Room.
So these are the scenes every night in Jacumba, California, at the border. Just hundreds, if not thousands, pouring in. And then the Biden administration policy is for Border Patrol to go make sure their crossing into the country illegally is properly facilitated. That's their job. Not to protect the border, but to make sure the people coming across illegally get in just fine and get all that nice welfare that you're paying for. So you, the average American, is now living paycheck to paycheck so that non-citizen criminal trespassers can come into this country and get everything for free. Isn't it wonderful? That's the Biden border policy. Make you a slave for non-citizens at the goal of destroying your own country. Who could possibly support that? Well, only a deranged Democrat, only a dumbass liberal progressive. Now, we've got more on the illegal alien crimes, but Donald Trump reached out to the one of the more recent victims of a Biden border invader murder. That would be Rachel Morin, who's a mother of five. Rachel Morin's mom blasts DHS chief for calling slain daughter an individual, says Biden admin hasn't reached out, depersonalizes her. Well, Joe Biden doesn't reach out to the victims of his own policies. Do you know who did reach out? Do you know who did call Rachel Morin's family? Donald Trump did. That's right. Donald Trump called Rachel Morin's family to offer his condolences and talk to them. Joe Biden, sorry, not available, having a nap. Having a nap. Can't help. Can't be there. Mayorkas, unavailable as well. Because the border is secure, so there's nothing more for Mayorkas to do. And then there was the 64-year-old in Colorado that had a family who got murdered by an illegal alien who was deported 16 times. 16 times deported. The Biden administration just keeps letting him in, giving him free stuff. And in an emotional episode, here is the daughter of the slain American by the Biden border crosser talking about the pain from Biden's border policies in clip five.
Taken from you out of nowhere. He was just young. He was only 64. And I just want everybody to know my dad was fun. He was an awesome dad. He was an awesome grandfather. He left behind a grandson and a granddaughter. And they miss him. We're all going to miss him.
Officials say Cruz Mendoza was in the country illegally and did not have his commercial driver's license.
There is a lot of layers to this that goes from the federal government down to the state and local government, where there's just a lot of things that are falling through the cracks to make sure that our drivers that are on the roads are safe.
Miller's family tells us he was a truck driver himself who always urged safety on the roads.
Since I was a kid, always told me to be careful of driving around trucks, especially in the mountains, because it takes an extreme amount of skill.
Jeremy's getting a sled ride.
His loved ones say this is all just the beginning of a push for justice and awareness.
Yeah, you'll be demonized by the ADL and the ACLU for caring that a criminal invader was responsible for the death of your father. That's your fault. You know, this is really also infuriating. And obviously you can imagine the emotions going through the family members that are dealing with these Biden border crossing deaths, which are in the thousands. It is so infuriating, and it really drives you to an emotional state when you think about the Democrat voters, members of the media, propaganda agents, members of Congress, the Biden administration. When you really boil it down, they are truly responsible for this. They don't have blood on their hands. Folks, they're drowning in blood. They are swimming in blood. They are completely drenched and soaked in blood. Like a scene right out of The Shining is the Democrat Party on June 20th, 2024. Completely drenched and dripping in blood. And they could not care less. They could not care less. If anything, they like it. And they point the finger at you while they are dripping and soaked in the blood of innocent Americans, and they point the finger at you and they laugh. It's truly a disturbing reality. So it's disturbing, and it draws up some emotions in you when you realize just how sick and twisted this is. And then there's the added frustration that none of this is necessary. None of this has to be happening. None of this should be happening. We don't have to live like this. We don't have to live like this. Our country does not have to be run like this. And you sit here and you look at the people responsible, covered in blood of the innocent, and they point the finger at you? It's extremely disturbing. It draws up some real emotions. It makes you feel a certain way. And you know, I don't like to say this stuff because I'm not a person that lives my life driven by hatred, not even in the least. But I mean, it's hard not to hate these people. It really is. And again, I'm not promoting that. I don't like to say that. I'm not even saying I hate anybody. I make the conscious decision to never talk like that, because I don't really think it helps anything. But I mean, let's just get down to the bottom of it here. Just raw human emotions. Isn't it hard not to just hate these people? Isn't it hard to sit here and watch Joy Reid and Representative Jayapal and Joe Biden and the rest of them say there is no open border? Alejandro Mayorkas, there is no open border. The border is secure. Laughing at a 13-year-old girl being raped. You watch a daughter of a man killed by a illegal immigrant crying, bawling, sobbing during an interview because she's so heartbroken. Her father was unnecessarily killed by a Biden border invasion. And the American liberal that caused all of this, the Democrat progressive that is the cause, the core root cause of all of this, sits there and smiles and laughs and points at you. It's hard not to talk about hatred for these people. But I guess Jesus said they know not what they do. So that's why I don't choose hate. I don't promote hate. I don't say I hate these people. But you just wonder. You just wonder when the Democrat liberal progressive is going to wake up one day drowning in the blood of the innocent and have the emotional breakdown that they have caused in the pain of so many other innocent people. When is it going to happen? Or are they truly heartless? Are they truly soulless? Are they truly void of any human spirit at all anymore?
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids. So we're fed. You can get it from beet powder and other things. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. It's a natural blood pressure. In fact, I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
That was Dr. Judy Mikovits, top research scientist, without me even asking her, telling everybody how incredible this product is. And it's finally back in stock. Nitric Boost is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it doesn't just have the vasodilation opening up your arteries and your veins to clean things out. It does so many incredible things. God gave us this compound. So many of the big things you see out there promoted in the media are based on the natural ingredients that are already in this product. So get your amazing Nitric Boost today at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to experience the health, the vitality, the stamina, the libido, everything that comes with Nitric Boost. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure. It has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Nitric Boost, exclusively available, 40% off right now, in stock, ready to ship. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Try it, support the InfoWar. It's a 360 win.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now, I mean, it's just, and it's heartbreaking, folks. Remember that 12-year-old that was found strangled in a creek in Houston yesterday that we covered? Well, they have arrested the suspects. And what do you have? Two Biden border crossers from Venezuela. Two Biden border crossers from Venezuela arrested in Texas for murdering 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungary. Jocelyn was found in a creek after going missing on Monday. Police say she was likely raped before being strangled to death. Getting real sick of this, man. They took away my firstborn. Mother shares heartfelt plea for answers after 12-year-old daughter found strangled. The answer is Biden's open border. It's not complicated. The answer is liberal, progressive Democrats. They couldn't care less that they're soaked in your daughter's blood. Wow. Just wow. Will they ever feel any guilt? Will they ever have any care or concern? But see, this is why they play this game of calling you a racist or a homophobe or whatever, this, that, or the other thing, because it's the only way they can justify their own filth. It's the only way they can justify the pool of the blood of the innocent that they swim in every day. It's the only way they can justify their hardcore bigotry. It's the only way they can justify their sickness and derangement is by pointing the finger at you, name-calling you, making you out to be the bad guy. Just disgusting. If anybody is tuned in listening to this and you voted for Joe Biden, do you have any remorse? Do you feel bad at all? Are you about to do it again? Do you really just not care? What is it? What is it that's wrong with you? What is it that goes on in your head that's made you like this? How many more little girls have to be raped and murdered by a Biden border invader? Hey, guys, but Joe Biden's taking the border seriously. He's not playing politics. And Secretary Mayorkas says the border is secure. So, come on. You sick freaks. You absolutely sick and disgusting freaks. All right. I don't know how you come off of that. I need a little buffer here. So, let me just do this. We still have a bunch of news coming up. I got geopolitical news coming up. They're trying to sell you this lie that it's never been hot in the month of June before. So, you know, oh, really? How many Junes have you lived in your life? And has there ever been a June that's not 90 degrees? Well, according to the Democrats, no, it's never been 90 degrees in June before. This is because of climate change. So you need to eat bug paste. Literally, that's where they're going here. These sick, deranged freaks, also known as Democrats. So we got that coming up. We're going to play in the long segment a new Biden judge. Now, this stuff tends to get overlooked. And look, it's a little boring and it's hard to even follow it all because so many of these judges have been appointed by Joe Biden. And we hear about it if it's a Supreme Court justice. But there's all these lower level judges appointed by Joe Biden. They are hardcore leftists, hardcore Marxist communists. And so finally, the Republicans are realizing what is making its way to the bench via the Biden administration and putting up some resistance. And so we're going to play a lot of clips from this confirmation hearing today. You want to see the types that they're putting on the bench, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to find out. Hardcore committed Marxist, hardcore committed communists. How do you get a judgment of $1.5 billion against Alex Jones? How do you get a judgment against Rudy Giuliani? How do you get these results against Donald Trump? And they're going after everybody, by the way. Mike Lindell, Joe Altman, the Gateway Pundit dealing with it now, too. There's another lawsuit, Fox News, some of the other biggest names in independent media. They're trying to destroy us all. How do you think they get these favored results in the courts? Because of hardcore leftist judges who are activists that they appoint to the bench to destroy their political opposition. We have a communist takeover of this country happening right now. Right now. So you're going to get a little wind of that when we play these clips coming up. Now, one of our favorite products here at InfoWars is Turbo Force Plus. It's one of the favorites of the audience, too. We have a lot of audience that are working right now. They're driving their trucks across the country, delivering freight. They are walking the streets of America, delivering mail, and so many other walks of life. And these are jobs that require high energy. And so they like Turbo Force Plus. But I have to tell you, there's a new home for Turbo Force Plus. There is a new home for Turbo Force Plus, and that's drjonesnaturals.com. And it's at a discount rate right now, $20 off. $20 off at drjonesnaturals.com. So $30 off. Well, I'm using some Biden math here. Thank you, guys. $30 off. Excuse me. Don't let me undersell it. $30 off. Turbo Force Plus right now at drjonesnaturals.com. So you're used to going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now the home of Turbo Force Plus is drjonesnaturals.com. $30 off right now. Turbo Force Plus, drjonesnaturals.com. So if you're an avid user, a big fan, you're looking for it, DrJonesNaturals.com is where you can find that. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's do the heat propaganda here. Now, again, I have never experienced a summer. I've never experienced a June. I guess actually tomorrow is the summer solstice, full moon, first day of summer. I think it's even the longest day of the year as far as sunlight is concerned. And so it's not even summer yet, but I've never experienced a June that didn't have 90 degree heat. Never experienced that. And so, but now they're telling you, oh, this is abnormal. No. How can this be going on? And they have all of these heat index warnings on all the mainstream news, like tracking the weather and the temperature all over. And it's just all propaganda. So here's Kathy Hochul looking like a goblin witch, telling you that this is all unnatural. It's never been hot in June before. Clip 20.
This is not a natural hot weather stretch for us here in the state of New York, especially upstate. But we are going to be seeing temperatures at levels we have not seen in our lifetimes. And I want to update New Yorkers on what we're doing about this significant public health event. Right now, everywhere north of New York City is under a heat advisory, and it's only going to get worse.
Heat advisory.
Starting today in the Genesee Valley and the Finger Lakes, and starting tomorrow, extreme heat will hit everywhere in the great state of New York.
Wasn't that the beginning of Weekend at Bernie's, and they're on the roof baking in 100-degree weather in the summer?
Extreme humidity causing feels-like temperature of over 100 degrees.
Why do you look like a goblin?
That's hot.
Did you crawl out of hell? Folks, this is just crazy. Oh, it's never been hot before, they tell you. It's called the summer. Here's Joy Reid, same propaganda, clip 8.
But we begin tonight with the lucrative politics of climate collapse and the greed that is literally letting our country burn. Today, millions of Americans from Iowa to Maine are suffering through heat warnings, watches, or advisories. Cities across half of the country, like Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Detroit, Philly, and now New York, are hitting temperatures exceeding 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
90 degrees? Wow. Oh, my gosh. All right, that's enough. They mentioned St. Louis. Yeah, I grew up in St. Louis. There was never a month of June that wasn't 90 degrees. And, you know, I also happen to spend a lot of my time outdoors playing 50, 60, 70 baseball games a summer. I was a lifeguard. We had a thermometer at the pool. So, I mean, this is outrageous propaganda to pretend like 90 degrees in June is abnormal. But what is the end goal? Selling you the idea of man-made climate change, blaming gas, oil, combustion engines, you eating meat, whatever it is, so that they can eventually make you a slave. That's what this is really about.
What made you decide to start a podcast? Obviously, everybody and their mother has a podcast. Yours is genuinely special. What made you decide, you know what, I'm going to add my name to the hat of podcasting?
Man, covering everything here every day, you get so tossed into the mix that when you get out, when you're on your way home, you just realize you have so much in you to say, so much in you to vent. And it was like that with the crew as well. So basically, the idea started where I wanted to have the crew, a place where the crew could just come on and say whatever they wanted. Mm-hmm. And the conversations just were magical.
Yeah,
they really were. It was crazy just to see how many articulate people who are well-versed in so many different areas just vent and just come off like an Alex Jones rant. I'm like, man, there's more to this. I feel like our fans really, really need a different way to receive news sometimes, mm-hmm. a different message. At the same time, I want to have fun. We have to be able to make fun of all these people who are trying to, you know, infringe on all of our rights. And it's so easy. Like, the comedic material is there. It writes itself.
You sit down in the classic InfoWars podcast room that you retrofitted.
Exactly.
You redid the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's nostalgic and new at the same time. It's awesome, man.
Dude, and once you get into that, you feel the energy, you feel the nostalgia, you feel just so connected to everything there. Like, I'm so glad that everybody who's come on so far has loved it, and everybody, you know, they can't wait for the episodes to drop. And I'm truly blessed to be able to do this at all. And I wouldn't be able to do anything if it wasn't for you fans. If shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, getting X3, DNA Force, all the products that we sell, If it wasn't for you guys supporting us, none of this would be able to, none of this would happen. Chase wouldn't be sitting in this chair. You know, I wouldn't be going on the battle tank with Owen, or, you know, us being able to go to Stop the Steal. There's so many things, so many epic things that we've been able to do here at InfoWars, and it's all thanks to you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.